Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and we will be glad in it. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I tell you, I'm learning to be tempered the hard way. Hey, but nevertheless, this is the day that our God has made, and we will rejoice and we will be glad in this day. Hallelujah. God is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth through all generations. God is our very present help in the time of trouble. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we thank our God. We stand on that. We stand on the fact that God is in control, and that if we just open up to him and his word, we will see great and mighty things that we know not of. We put our trust in God. So we thank the Lord for this day. We thank him for allowing us to come, and we thank him for fixing things for us, opening our minds of understanding, so that we can accomplish the task that he has set before us. And that's a blessing. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. Hallelujah. And I welcome you. I welcome you. And I thank you for taking out the time to listen to this broadcast. Yes, I do. I do, and I thank God. I ask God that there would be something said that would make a difference in your life, that you will know the love of God and understand just how much he loves you. Amen. Just how much the Almighty God loves you. And another thing we have to understand is that he loves all of us, and none is bigger or greater than the other. Hallelujah. So we thank God for opening our minds to understand. We thank him for the love that he allowed us to have for one another. We are our brother's keeper. We ask him that he remove the selfishness from us, and remove the me, my, I syndrome, and look, be outside of ourselves. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to just get started. We're going to read our scripture. In front of our scripture, we're going to pray, and then maybe the Lord will allow us to expound on some things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. God bless the Lord. Hallelujah. There's so much on my heart, but I'm going to do it this way, and I don't know why I'm forcing myself to do it this way. I guess the Lord is going to just let me. Just going to let me do, oh, this is the way you want to do it? Okay, I'm going to let you do it this way. Hallelujah. And oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I just, well, he'll give me some leeway. He gives a little leeway. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. But God's way is the best way, and it's the right way. And I so am amazed when we flow in under the anointing. So we're just going to flow under the anointing. There are some things that I wanted to say. But the word of God comes first, yes. Hallelujah, the word of God. And what I have to say is not, well, anyway, if the Lord wants me to say it, guess what? I'll say it. It's in my heart. It may just be for me. Hallelujah. But we have to stand on the word of the Almighty God. And then when we read, we must have understanding. Then we learn that there's a thing called over Greco-Western understanding, like, what? And then we read church history and find some stuff in there that can blow it our spiritual socks. And then we trying to figure out, well, if they know this, how did this happen, and why did that happen? And then is it faith when they say, well, this is just what we believe? Oh, that sounds like it could be a little problem there. That's a little problematic right there. And some say, well, mama, it was good for my mama and my daddy and my grandmama, so it's all right for me. We got to be spiritual. We must be spiritual. And we can't say, well, God is not speaking to us. Now, what? Why all of a sudden he's not talking to us? That's all I, if I can find somebody to tell me why all of a sudden, all through the ages when I read the scripture, he's speaking to somebody. Then all of a sudden he's not speaking to us. We just do whatever makes us feel good. Now, something is really wrong with that. But, and I'm not fussing, I'm just saying, we really, 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 really have to, you are, because it messes with our Sunday school, a lot of things that we begin to discover in our studies, what word means. It wasn't written in English. And I don't know why people jump on, well, it was Greek. Some of us have a Bible, and it says between the New and the Old Testament, it reads something like this. It says between the Testament. If you just read that, we just read that, it would begin to open our eyes to some events and things that as to why. And they were still Jews who were giving up, and some had given up on their heritage and their culture. Some so far as wanting to reverse circumcision. So they were still, and you remember there still was a universal language for the Jewish people. And I thank God for the priests and the scribes who were determined that they weren't going to lose it. So we get hung up on a lot of things that we just ask God, the Holy Ghost, to give us understanding and clarity. And that's a wonderful opportunity to spend time with the Lord in all things. So this. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Genesis 1:26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Amen. Verse 2, chapter 2, I'm saying. Thus the heaven and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work which God created and made. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. He makes no mistake. And it says what it says. So we thank the Lord for allowing us to have this time to spend with him. Amen. Hallelujah. Opening our eyes of understanding, bringing about clarity. Hallelujah. So we're just not operating, as the scripture says, and they did what was right in their own eyes. And each man did what was right in his own eyes. Something is wrong with that picture. Something is very wrong with that picture. Well, it feels good to me. Well, okay. It may. But is this what God said? Is it all right with God? I'm just saying. Is it all right with God? Is this what God said? Isaiah 43:7. Listen to this. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Verse 8. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is true. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen, that ye may know that ye may know and believe. And understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that God, yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Understand something. God is in control. The earth belongs to the Lord. And they that dwell therein. We have, and these United States have been, oh my God, so wrapped up in what we want and at any cost. And we have hurt people, our purpose, so we can have it. This is what I want. This is mine. We have been so selfish, greedy, and I know that there are a lot of people who don't want to hear this, and we've allowed it to come in the church. Well, now, as I said, I'm not knocking degrees, because my husband has 4 masters, working on his PhD, Ernest, and I am so proud of him. But we can't allow people to come into the church because they're popular. Come into the church because and they can come into the church, but they just you just can't succumb. Oh, they got this, they know that. And you haven't they haven't been taught. You don't know what they know or they don't know. The scripture says, know them that labor among you. Just because a person can sing doesn't mean that they're saved. Oh, we join together for our weak purposes. Oh, and we see advantages to having this person come in so we can have, but Jesus clearly says this. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. He says, don't you know that your father knows that you have need of these things? Mm-hmm. So all of this coup and all of this takeover, you know, we don't understand the holiness and a person's work they have in the Lord. God has assigned some to do work, but we want to change things. And we end up being destructive. We begin to look like the Pharisees and the Sadducees. If you really, really take some time and study the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the signs that took place, when you read, ask God to open your mind of understanding when you read the last few chapters, start at the 24th chapter of Genesis, 23rd chapter of Matthew. Jesus was not happy at all. And there was an awkward moment. And the disciples said to him, see how wonderful this the temple is, you know, paraphrasing it. And Jesus said, don't you see? Because 40 years later, it wouldn't look like that. But so amazing. They were getting signs to tell them they were in trouble, and they chose to ignore the signs. They chose to ignore the signs. They got it. One of the historical writers said a priest saw this in the clouds, saw this hand with the key, saw this hand. And so he climbed up on the one of the pillars of the building. And he said something to the fact, take the key or let us keep the key. I'm just paraphrasing it. And said the hand snatched the key out of his hand. They knew. Then the temple was on fire. Jerusalem was destroyed. God's holy city, the temple. And when the Romans were coming, they say that the leaders were physically fighting among themselves. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 70 AD. We just need to make some things right and purpose in our heart that if you have a ministry, you work your ministry, and I realize that what you're doing is holy unto the Lord. And if I can help you, I help you. Amen. It's holy unto the Lord. And we have to learn to trust God more. Our faith, oh God, our faith, look up to Him. We have to trust Him more. And you know, when we look around, if we don't rock ourselves to sleep, there's so much going on around so many of us in our community, in our neighborhoods that we say we love, and they're all slipping away from us. They're all slipping away from us because we allow our own selfishness to get in the way of the reality. I plead the blood of Jesus over every community, every street that's in your community. And I ask God to protect even what we can't see, protect us from it, and preserve our community, and let us do everything that is necessary to make it a good, healthy, safe community where we and our children and grandchildren can live in and be proud of. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want us in a safe, clean environment that our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren and be proud of. Yes. Love, we don't agree with everybody, but we still can be agreeable. And then in our home, we are learning that we don't agree, husband and wives don't agree, but that doesn't negate the fact that they love each other. They just don't agree on this matter. So we'll be able to show our children how to disagree and not be disagreeable and not allow the enemy, thank you, to come in and destroy. Oh, that's good right there. That didn't come from me. None of it came from me. To allow the enemy to come in to divide and conquer. Because once he comes in and divide and conquer, you won't recognize it because it will be his purpose. His plan will surely triumph yours. In a trumpet. Oh, yes, it will. Oh, yes, it will. So let's be a united front in our home, in our church, in our community. Let's be a united front. Let's appreciate what God has given us. He's given us a home, an apartment. Let's make it nice. Let's make it represent who we are. Mm-hmm. We'll need nothing else. We can make the difference. Yes. And then all come comply. Yeah. And when they come to your house of worship, all of this changing, and y'all should do it this way, and my cousin could do it that way, and my brother, sister, and this is how I see it, and y'all kind of old fashioned, whatever. As long as we're lining up with the Word of God, in this house is what we do. This house, yes, we. Well, I feel wrong. I think. What does the Word of God said, we stand on the word of God. Confusion is not of God. Manipulation is not of God. Deceitfulness is not of God. God is love. And we love our name. We love our name. Yes, we do. We love our name. and we love the brethren. Jesus said, "Out of the world will know that you are my disciples by the love you have won." That's right. And he'll let us know. He'll let us know when we're going astray. Yes. You know, God is just so loving and kind towards us. And I am eternally grateful for his kindness. How about you? I'm just so full. When we can trustworthy that my neighbor can know, or your neighbor can know, that if they have to run out to the store or run out of town, they can trust me. If it's trash, they can grab their trash and put it out and put their can back. If they had to, you know, if somebody is sick, they could use you as an emergency contact. That's a name. If you know they're not well, and just ask, what is it that you need from the store? You know, you don't have to run in and out of someone's house, but we sure can be concerned about it and then put it into practice. Everyone gonna know. We know that. We haven't perfected that yet. But we can see. I had one place that I lived, and they were good neighbors. And I've probably been in that home all the years that I lived in that community, maybe 3 times. And we almost shared the same backyard. But we were neighborly. Hey, you need something going to the store? You know, Mr. So-and-so lost this and that. We were neighborly. Yes, and we had some incidents occurred, not in the neighborhood, but the result of those some people who lived in the neighborhood. But we still got along. God is good. God wants us to be an example to this world and in this world. He does. He wants us to show forth his glory in this world. And the purpose is so we can draw people to they'll see the love of him. They'll see something, and that's him in us that will draw them to him, save their life, their eternal, and give them joy. But they have to see us displaying joy. We just have to go along with the faith. God loves us so much. God loves us. And I pray that you will give us an eternal word each day, that we can share with someone. Pray that he will keep our neighborhoods and our communities and our subdivisions and our apartment complexes safe, and that we can do things to improve them better, and any takeover spirit that he remove it. You know, that we can live in harmony with one another. We can be an example of what a good neighbor is. And when people come into that, then they follow suit. Oh, I like our neighborhood. I like our church. Instead of wanting to take over and this is what I want and you don't need to be here in the church. Oh, why not? This family, they always was here. They all God, come on. You want to be here, then you want to be a part of it. Part of what's existing. And yes, there's always room for improvement. But my way or the highway, my way so I can benefit this way. Let's ask God to rebuke that spirit. Rebuke that spirit, God. The earth is so bad that we can have a place to stay, or build a building, whatever, and not disturb someone else. You don't have to cause problems for people just because. That's so selfish. You don't want to do what someone else did. You want a benefit. That doesn't make sense. It just brings about the generation, brings about God. So we're leaning and depending and trusting God and filtering our thoughts that it's all through the blood of Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah, our intercessor. You see some things that could be better? Come and be a part of it. Don't destroy it for your own selfish purpose. Don't do that. I like that church. I like that church. Yes. We have to have. It's just necessary. It's just so necessary. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your kindness. Father, we thank you for your faith. For you are the sovereign God, the absolute power and the absolute. We thank you for your. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for salvation. We thank you, Almighty Father, for helping us the way that you would have us, that our talk line up with our talk, Almighty God. On the job, Almighty God, we ask that you give us peace. Give us the words to say. Thank you for sharpening our skills. Lightning us. Allow your Holy Spirit. Oh God. Hallelujah. Give us knowledge and understanding and clarity. Settle our spirits, Almighty God. Do it for us and our children and grandchildren, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Oh God. Our hope is in you, Master. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory. Oh, Almighty God. Stay the hand of the enemy. Hey, God. Thank you. Be the blood of Jesus over our community, over those who are managing our communities and our affairs, over the doctors, over the administrators of the hospitals, Almighty God. The office administrators. Hallelujah. Oh God. Those who are in authority and doing right and asking for prayer. Father, we ask that you make the crooked way straight for them and any bitterness and hostility take it out, that they would cause to make their employees, the supporters, to be miserable and in fear and doubt and bring nervousness. Attitude and reaction, rebuke that on the child in the hospitals, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Oh God, no place is too high for you, and no place is too low for you. Hey God, we need you and we thank you. We thank you for doing it. We thank you that our ears we hear about the change. We thank you for the peace, Almighty God. Oh God, we need the peace. We need the peace. We need the peace that comes from you. We need the peace, Almighty God. We need hunger. We need your peace. We need your presence, Almighty God. Yes, we do. We need your peace, Almighty God. Ah, let clarity of thought, Almighty God, flow through, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Oh, touch the systems of man, Almighty God. Oh, we need you. Worldwide, Almighty God, we need you. We need you. You know the plans. You know there's any schemes. You know the traps. Almighty God, have your way blow, Spirit of the living God, hallelujah, so that your people can live in peace. Protect, Almighty God, let those that are in authority know that it is you who placed the thing, and you put up one to take down another. Almighty God, those that are moving traps and tricks, we expose everything to Jesus. Oh, allow the spirit of love to flow in our home, in our heart, in our home, in our body. Almighty God, Almighty. We need you like we haven't needed before. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you. We thank you for your protection, Father God. Thank you that you're shielding us. We thank you, Almighty God, for opening our minds to understand that we can grow and know. I thank you. I pray. We glorify you. And we thank you. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you. Thank you today. This wonderful day that you've made. Oh, every decision that we must make, let it be filtered through the blood. Let us speak and make the decision according to your will and your way. Hallelujah. Take out every word that is being our mouth. That's not. Hallelujah. And fill our mouth, and if there's nothing for us, allow it. Thank you. If you choose, my if you fill my husband, why? And if you bring and move up. Remember the family of the 15th, this son, why? Our children are turning on each other. God, you didn't send us. So we repent of not being and we should have been God. Almighty God, give us clarity of understanding. Give us the right heart to change and teach our children the manner of this beautiful Almighty. Help us, not one God left, but God of peace. God, come mercy on you, for your will and for your way. Almighty God, forgive us and help us. Thank you for all that you're doing. We're leaning and depending on you, for you are our very breath that we see. Hallelujah. We ask that you heal bodies. And we thank you for the manifestation of the human body. Father, we glorify you. And Lord, thank you that we know you and you know us. Thank you that you're opening our minds and understanding. Thank you that you're giving us clarity of thought. Thank you that you're removing the errors and that we thought we knew that was right. Almighty God, and thank you for teaching us. Thank you that we can lean and depend on glorify. When we're studying the Holy Ghost, give us revelation, understanding, and clarity. And give us holy boldness that we may walk therein. Hallelujah. our hearts, and we will obey you. Eyes that we may see, ears that we may hear. Clear the mind, Almighty God, how we do heal the brain. Almighty God, the heart, the stomach, the liver, the kidneys. Almighty God, hallelujah, the pain, hallelujah, the blood system, Almighty God, the arteries, the veins, Almighty God. Oh, let the blood of Yeshua flow through us, Almighty God, every microscopic. Let it be covered in the blood of Yeshua. Father, we thank you. We glorify you this day. Lead and guide us, Almighty God. Have your will and your way and your purpose. We thank you, Father. We glorify you. We magnify you. We thank you for the written word. Oh, we thank you. Our Savior, I thank you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee. And give thee shalom. Hallelujah. 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 God is good. God is good. He's good all by himself. Jude 1:24. Now to him that is able to keep you from sin, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, go in love, knowing that God loves you. Hallelujah.